can find all sorts of examples of people who encourage unity, that we remain united together, that there is a problem if there is disunity, discord among a group of people, whether that is in a country, a community of some sort, a church even. And sometimes I see that in the news and hearing different things, that disunity and that need to be able to be united under a common cause, a common thing, to be united together. There is, as people explain, strength in that. You're able to support one another when you are unified, when there is that unity. If you've ever collected sticks for a fire while camping, and you try to break them up, if you try to break too large of a group of sticks, it gets hard, doesn't it? It's difficult to break that whole big pile of sticks together. Sometimes you have to break it up, have them individual or just smaller groups to be able to break them. A wonderful symbol of the strength in numbers, strength in unity, that support, that strength together. The readings also talk about the need to be unified, the importance of having the church being unified. St. Paul talks about this in his letter to the Corinthians today. He has heard about how there are some who are, or different groups that are in different camps, some saying that they are with Paul, or others are with Apollos, another apostle, another disciple who was baptizing in that region. Or they are with Cephas, another name for Peter, or whether they are with Christ. And St. Paul makes a very good point. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? All these different, the kind of pointing out, it's like, no, we're with Christ. We're not these different small little groups, these different little cliques or whatever. We're with Christ. That is the important thing. And so the other readings as well speak about the need to be unified with Christ, to be with God. The first reading from Isaiah speaks about a land that is divided, that land where there is darkness, that they are not with God. Talking about this land of Zebulun and Naphtali, two of the tribes of Israel in the northern part of the country. But then Isaiah speaks in a prophecy about the coming of the Messiah, and that with that Messiah, we'll be with God once more. There will be that unity once more that God wants for his people. And that with that unity, there will be light. There will be joy once more. So Matthew touches on this as well in the gospel, actually quoting part of that passage from Isaiah and speaking about how Jesus is the fulfillment of that prophecy. That with Jesus here among people and going to then live in that area of Capernaum in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that he will be bringing unity, bringing people back to God. That is the important thing. Jesus also begins to call his apostles. The apostles begin to realize the importance of being with God, of being with Jesus. He tells them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. It is with God, with Jesus, that we'll find our joy. I once heard a story about a priest who had heard about a parishioner who had not been church in quite some time. He decided to pay that parishioner a visit. So he called him up, and they set up a time to be able to meet. And the man was very welcoming, welcomed the priest into his home. And they sat down in the living room where there was a fireplace. They were sitting next to the fire. And it started out, they were just sort of talking about the weather, just talking about a few different things going on in their lives. And eventually the priest gets to the point of why he is there. And he says, "Hey, I've noticed that you haven't been at church in a while." And the man says, "Well, Father, you know, I've been doing some fishing and hunting, and, you know, I don't really need the church. I can be with God out in the wilderness and these sort of things. I'm fine. I have all of that, you know, things that people say." And the priest just sort of nodded, and they moved on to other topics to talk about. And while they were talking, a piece of the log that was on the fire broke off, a small little ember. It happened to roll away from the fire and onto the brick in front of the fireplace. And the priest noticed that, and the ember was glowing there, nice and close to the fire. The priest took the poker. While he was still talking with the man, he gently pulled the ember a little farther away from the fire. And they both watched that ember as they continued to talk, and how it started out glowing brightly, but away from the fire began to dim little by little as they kept talking, until it started actually turning black, no longer glowing. The man watched that ember, and the priest, about that time, as it was turning black, he took the poker again and gently pushed it back towards the fire, and it started glowing again. The man looked at that newly glowing again ember, and looked at Father, and he said, "I think I understand, Father. I'll be there this Sunday." Just as that fire reignites, the heat, the light within that little ember, so also being with Jesus, being in the church, reignites us, gives us light and life. Let us continue to be unified with Jesus. Without him, we are dead.